Members, in accordance with the provisions of HCR 1011, the fiscal session of the House of Representatives of the 88th General Assembly is adjourned, sine die.
And with that, the state's second fiscal legislative session came to a close. Lawmakers this time around managed to get a budget passed for the state, but nothing else. Several bills outside the fiscal confines of the session couldn't get the additional votes they needed just to be introduced. Shortly after adjournment, the House of Representatives voted on its next speaker. It was a historic vote, naming Darren Williams, a Democrat from Little Rock, as the first black Speaker of the House.
First, let me say it is such an honor that the members of the 88th General Assembly have elected me as the Speaker designate. I am thrilled beyond measure, and I'm humbled that they think I have the qualifications necessary to lead this body.
Historic significance would not have been lost if Williams' opponent Terry Rice won either. He would have been the first Republican to fill the position since Reconstruction. Rice told members of the House he would work to reduce the state income tax, reduce regulation on businesses, and push for education improvements that he said would keep people from leaving the state.
It is my goal that as a body we would bring exemplary legislation to stop the depopulation of much of Arkansas and create a business environment that would reverse this trend.
Williams spoke primarily of building consensus between both Republicans and Democratic lawmakers, but there's a chance he won't get to do that. If Republicans gain a majority in the House in this November's elections, they could decide to vote on a different speaker at the beginning of the next legislative session. Williams says he's not worried about that.
I don't worry about possibilities. There are a number of possibilities. We could have additional Democrats as well. So the elections will take care of themselves. This body, this House, and this walls, this is not the place for an election. Elections happen out there. We'll let that take care of itself. I'm going to work inside these walls to build a consensus and to move forward in the 89th General Assembly.
Rest assured, both Williams and Rice will be watching the next election closely. For FM 89 News, I'm Nathan Vandiver.